capitalism complex that we have talked about before. You know, we've seen in the aftermath of disasters that these players move in and just attempt to profit from disasters. Conspiracy hucksters and influencers are part of the disaster capitalism complex, but it gets very confusing because often what they're talking about is other people profiting off of disaster. So it's a mirror world. It's trippy. And so you got to get a little bit trippy to try to map it.
I want to ask you, first of all, like what, you know, before we end, what you, you know, the main conclusions of the book are. But I'd also like to read, I mean, your own conclusion. One of the things that you say, ultimately, it's almost as if you express gratitude towards Naomi Wolf because what of the reflection, the interest in her and what it revealed, not just about our present moment, but also yourself within this social media world. And at the end, you quote John Berger, who you say taught you a long time ago that calm itself is a form of resistance. So, first of all, what should people take away, the main takeaway from the book? And that point itself, calm is a form of resistance. How is one to attain that calm?
Well, I think maps help, right? And this is a very first, it's a first draft of a map the post-COVID world. You know, it's just through one person's eyes, and it's mapping is collective work. So it's been really great to be out here talking to people, reading articles that people have written, adding to it and adding layers. So I think we're sense making. We're making sense of the way we have changed, the way our world has changed. But I think the big takeaway from the book is all of this is about not seeing, you know, whether we are creating doppelgangers of ourselves online and performing perfected versions. That's a way of distracting ourselves from the weight of our political moment. You know, listening to your headlines, Amy and Armin, you know, to quote Antonio Gutierrez, it's an atlas of human suffering. It's so hard to look at the reality that we are in right now with the overlay of endless wars and climate disasters and massive inequality. And so whether we're making up fantastical conspiracy theories or getting lost in our own reflections, it's all about not looking at that sort of that reality that is only bearable if we get outside of our own heads and collectively organize it, and, you know, rebuild our social movements so that they can offer people material improvements to their lives. That's the only way, we fight these surging conspiracies. It's not going to be fact checkers or content moderators. It's going to be a robust left, and I feel I can say that on Democracy Now.
And we just have a minute, but let's end where we started with that term doppelganger and what more you want to say about it, and if Naomi Wolf has responded.
You know, it's interesting. She posted something this morning, actually, or maybe it was yesterday, casting this as a sort of my work as some sort of being part of a plot to attack her, which isn't surprising. You know, and she's using it to. I think that this must be very hard for her, is what I would say. And you know, I have really tried to reiterate that she is a case study, an interesting one, but this is not about her. I personally think she has been treated quite cruelly. I'm not interested in adding to that. You know, I do think that we need to hold one another accountable, but that doesn't mean that we have a right to be cruel. You know, I hope that if she were to actually read the book, she would see that it isn't perhaps the way it's been portrayed as being like, you know, a book-length attack on her. It certainly isn't. You know, doppelganger stories
are always
ways
of... We have to leave
it there,
Naomi. Naomi Klein, author of Doppelganger, A Trip into the Mirror World. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast. I am Manda Richard, and we've got a unusually eclectic bunch of music here for you today. Well, it's always eclectic, but we're going to start off on the liquored off side of the family like we always do. Here comes the Punch Brothers.
Your baby cuter, makes herself taste sweeter. Oh boy, rye whiskey makes your heart beat louder, makes your voice seem softer, makes the back room hotter. Oh, but rye thoughts aren't good thoughts, boys. Have I ever told you about the time I held my baby tightly. Oh boy, rye whiskey makes the sunset faster, makes the spirit more willing, but the body weaker. Because rye sleep isn't good sleep, boys. Have I ever told you about the time I took it and took her for granted? How I took it and took her.
Each other who mystics heaven. Loose as a goose, and I'll be out on some dance floor in the arms of someone new. Under the influence of getting over you.
It's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, fully endorsed by the Big Possum String Band.
And now we're going to have a bit of Baby Stovepipe with some Whiskey Before Breakfast. Let her go! Get that stovepipe sound.
Trusted for to ramble in them rough and rowdy ways. For to ramble in them rough and rowdy ways. What a lad, I learned to drink whiskey from the man.
Here's my keys, want you to take them. I think I'm gonna need you to get back home. Hold on to my hat, I don't want to lose it. I couldn't stand for something else to be gone. I'm sure you know the reason I'm here crying. I think you'll understand why. Tonight, I'm the designated drinker. I just lost the one that wrapped me around her finger. I need to get to where I can't think of her. So tonight, I'm the designated drinker. I came here to get you to help me. I need a friend to see me through. I hated the call, I knew you wouldn't mind at all. I know you know I'd do the same for you. I'm not the kind that likes to drown my sorrow. I may hate myself tomorrow, but tonight I'm the designated drinker. I just lost the one that wrapped me round her finger. I need to get to where I can't think of her. So tonight I'm the designated drinker. We need to get to where we can't think of her. So designated drinkers. Oh, tonight we're the designated drinkers.
You listen to Adam Steffi on the mandolin and his wife Tina on the clawhammer banjo do Johnny Don't Get Drunk from their new primitive record that came out in 2013. Let me tell you about our liquored up set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. We open up with Rye Whiskey from the Punch Brothers from their 2010 record Antifog-matic. Then Michelle Hannam gave us the title track to her 2020 record Under the Influence. And after the PSA, the Bad Livers gave you Corn Liquor Made a Fool Out of Me from their 1997 record Hogs on the Highway. The last thing on the set was from Alan Jackson, joined by George Jones for Designated Drinker from Alan Jackson's 2002 record Drive. Played some Utah Phillips recently, and that got a lot of positive reaction. So we're going to start the next set off with something from Utah Phillips. Starlight on the Rails.
Walked along a road in Cumberland and stooped because the sky hung down so low. And when we ran away from London, we went by little rivers in a land just big enough. And nowhere that we went was far. The earth and the sky were close and near. And the old hunger returned, the terrible and obscure hunger that haunts and hurts Americans and makes us exiles at home and strangers wherever we go. Oh, I will go up and down the country and back and forth across the country. I will go out west where the states are square. I will go to Boise and Helena, Albuquerque and the two Dakotas, and all the unknown places. Say, brother, have you heard the roar of the fast express? Have you seen starlight on the rails? I can hear the whistle blowing, high and lonesome as can be. Outside the rain is softly falling, tonight it's falling just for me. Looking back along the road I've traveled, all the miles could tell a million tales. Each year is like some rolling freight train, and cold as starlight on the rails. I think about a wife and family, a home and all the things it means. The black smoke trailing out behind me is like a string of broken dreams. Looking back along the road I've traveled, all the miles could tell a million tales. Each year is like some rolling freight train, and cold as starlight on the rail. A man who lives out on the highway is like a clock that can't tell time. A man who spends his life just rambling is like a song without a rhyme. Looking back along the road I've traveled, all the miles could tell a million tales. Each year is like some rolling freight train, and cold as starlight on the rails.
Treat me badly and make me blue. tell myself, how am I gonna go? I pull out my bag, I pack up my clothes, and I write a note that says we're through, but I always end up tearing it in two. I can't stop my heart.
Staring back. back to you.
I was born in Louisiana, I was raised in Algiers. Everywhere I've been, people all say, nothing and rambling, either running or around. Well, I believe I'm married, ooh, Lord, settle down. I first left home, stopped in Tennessee, the people all begging, come and stay with me, cause I ain't nothing in rambling, either running or around. Well, I believe I'll get me a good man, ooh, Lord, and settle down. I was walking through the alley, my hand in my coat, police started to shoot me, thought it was something I stole. You know there ain't nothing in rambling, either running around. Well, I believe I'm married, ooh, Lord, just settle down. Stay right here and eat these old charity beans, cause there ain't nothing in rambling, either running or run. Well, I believe I'm married, ooh, Lord, and settle down. Yes, I believe I'm married, ooh, Lord, settle down.
and Bjork Lynn's record Full of Fever. You're listening to Dragos, a tune written by her guitar player here, Roger Tolrath. And obviously that's her on the fiddle. Yeah. Some Swedish music here, huh? Never know what you're going to hear on Whiskey Before Breakfast, huh? All right, what was in that last set of music? Utah Phillips from his record Good Though, which came out back in 1973, gave us Starlight on the Rails. That's what opened it up. Then we went back to the O'Kanes from 1986. Can't Stop My Heart from Loving You. Kieran Kane and... gosh, I'm forgetting Jamie's last name. But anyway, the O'Kanes, they were great. Then we heard from a new record, the Clement Brothers, a pair of identical twins. And their new record is called Dandelion Breeze. And we heard Out of the Blue. Then we went back to, I think, the early 2000s for Bonnie Raitt, along with her friend Steve Frund on the guitar. And they did Ain't Nothing and Ramblin', a song by Memphis Minions from a compilation in tribute to Memphis Mini that came out in 2012 called First Came Memphis Mini. Recently have been doing some classical shifts on WVUD in Newark, Delaware, and I included some 20th and 21st century music in the last one I did, which made me think of Aaron Nathans and Michael G. Ronstadt's tune, 12-Tone Girl.
My girlfriend is pretty amusing. Don't get her talking about music. She's got a constant habit going on about Milton Babbitt. She always gets the last word, and it's always about Schoenberg. I just want to get out there and live, but she's transfixed on the music of Andre Bucharest Liel.
Who? Well, I tried to talk about Verklekhnov. Verklekhnov? And how much that early stuff did rock.
Oh, yeah.
And I fell for the organized sound Edgar Varèse captured and found.
Love at first sight. Yeah.
But she runs away at the mention of Prokofiev.
Yeesh.
Adams and Glass to her are just cheap knockoffs.
Ouch.
Anton Webern makes her happiest.
Well, he's pretty
since
good.
Since he guided Hartman, Carl Amadeus.
But I don't know who he is.
Play it, boys. It's kind of like Mozart, only not at all.
Transcribed so many bird songs. We walked a path of happiness following Stravinsky's Rite of Spring.
Sounds pretty. But all that early barbarism grated her.
It's brutal.
While my tonal brain pined for more.
I just needed tonal
Willie
music.
Nelson and some Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
some fiddle at a good old music bash.
That's the life right there. YOLO.
Turn. pretty brown eyes. I heard that flattering tongue. Good Lord, I heard that flattering tongue. I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine. I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine. Well, who's gonna shoot them pretty little forts, and who's gonna glove your hand? Who's gonna kiss them red and ruby lips when I'm in a foreign land? Good Lord, when I'm in a foreign land. I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine. I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine. Her hair be black or brown. I'd rather be sitting on the top of some hill with the rain to come a pouring down, down with the rain to come a pouring down. I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine. I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine. And Mama gonna glove your hand. Sister gonna kiss them red ruby lips when I'm in a foreign land. Good God, when I'm in a foreign land. I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine. I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine. Thank you.
I'll wait for you. And should I fall behind, wait for me.
We said that we'd walk together, baby, come what may. If then through the twilight, should we lose our way? And if as we're walking, a hand should slip free, I'll wait for you. And should I fall behind, wait for me.
We swore we'd travel, darling, side by side. We'd help each other stay in stride. But each lover steps far so differently. And I'll wait for you. If I shall fall behind, wait for me. Everyone dreams of a love lasting and true. You and I know what this world can do. Let's make our steps clear so the other may see. And I'll wait for you. If I should fall behind, wait for me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into Whiskey Before Breakfast. In the background, you're listening to Roane County Ramblers play the Roane County Rag from back in about 1929. That'll be your musical bed. What was in that last set of music? Well, we began with Aaron Nathans and Michael G. Ronstadt doing 12-Tone Girl from their new record, Hello World. Then Gene Rodden from outside Newark, Delaware, gave us Through Your Eyes from her record, Whiskey Hill. Spencer and Raines and their band, The Skeleton Keys, gave you I Truly Understand, a really cool upbeat version of it. Eliza Meyer and her pals gave you Hank Lachlan's Send Me the Pillow You Dream On from her record, Hello Stranger. Then we heard from Crow's Pasture and their new record, Don't Blink, and they gave you a nice folky cover of Bruce Springsteen's If I Should Fall Behind. We'll be back with more great music after the station break. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's time for the second half of the program. We're going to begin with something from the brand new Steep Canyon Rangers record.
The Cherokee Scouts, the tracking General Rutherford's march through the Swannanoa Hill. The Yanks got wise and poisoned Caney Creek, and one of them braves got killed. He's watching me still.